You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I am Jordan with Steve from Worthy and Womad Radio. So we had a talk about festivals and pleasant surprise boats. So my first question to you is, what are the nitty gritty of those locations? Because it's not your conventional studio.
No, it's not. And I suppose what we forget is that we become so used to the sort of luxuries of fresh water coming out of the tap and a toilet and electricity that's reliable and those sorts of things. And in fact, in both the boat setting and the festival setting, all of those are unreliable and you can't take them for granted. And there's a sort of sense of, you know, improvising stuff, which I think happens a lot, which I like to think I'm quite good at. But, you know, they're interesting, unusual environments which make a change from sitting in a lovely clinical glass box where most radio happens these days.
And then you spoke about the festival community. Festival radio could almost seem quite niche to sort of someone that doesn't know much about it. So how big is the festival radio community?
Well, it certainly is niche, and because it's a sort of specialist skill, inevitably we know each other from different festivals, you know. So I'm obviously very much involved in Glastonbury and WOMAD, and I've been to Secret Garden Party. I used to go to Best of All. I've spoken to people who organise other radio stations. I've nearly got involved with Green Man and so on. So I think inevitably, you know, we are a sort of community of a sort, really, a very specialist skill base, but we're sort of human with it.
And then lastly, I've just got a question about how much can students take from getting outside of a conventional studio and going and doing an outside broadcast, and what kind of opportunities will arise from an OB rather than just sitting in a studio?
Yeah, I think it's a great learning experience. There's all sorts of challenges to overcome, you know, because again, you're in this new environment, you're dealing with stuff largely on a sort of unprepared basis. And I think any experience is good in the sort of sense of it's all part of life's rich tapestry, and it's a different work experience, a different radio experience, which can only, you know, only benefit students, you know, when it comes to getting a job, because it's extra CV points.